I didn't notice this till afterwards. There's a Rashbi here in our sugya, not the Rashbi that we spoke about last time. I mean, this, whatever, the same shtickle, but totally different in the Kuddah. The Rashbi in our sugya, Mamish, goes through the same tzodim, I think, that we went through when we were speaking out the Gemara here. The Shaila is, before we get to Bnei Yeshua, the Shaila is, the Shmuel comes along and says, Leishonu ela b'shtar matono, abo b'mechel ekone, ad shitein lo idom. Ad shitein lo idom. B'mechel ekone, ad shitein lo idom. The Shaila is, the Rashba asks the Kashin, we spoke about this. The mokah for shtar is vekach ha-sefer ha-mikne. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, vekach ha-sefer ha-mikne. So, was that a mechira or was that a matana? What was that? So, those of you who know Sefer Yirmiyah know, it was a mechira. That was a mechira. So, frek the Rashba, Davi's kasha, that was a shtar mecher. So, how could Shmuel come along and say that the whole din that shtar koine is not true by shtar mecher, when the makar for shtar being koine is written by shtar mecher? So, in the Shia we had like two different malachim, and I think the Rashba says both malachim. First malach is that in a chinami, even though it was a mechira over there, but
what's the case over there?
Yeah, so what happened? He was selling a soda. He was selling a soda. But the Rashba says, you have to look this up. Okay, you have to do this up in the safe. You want to get it? Want to get a Navi? Yeah, sure. You have to learn Navi. What can we do? You have to learn Navi. Save a lemon bay. A parrot lemon bay is in the Yemen. Listen to
them.
Oh, yeah. Ah, so. You could have filled this in. I used to do Nevi Makhon. What was going on over here? So it says, "Hine, I saw the lois bow at ear lalachta. The soil lois were coming. Who were the soil lois? The ramps. Soil lois are ramps. They're bringing the ramps. They're coming to capture the city." By here, Nidna, we had a custom. The city will be given over to the custom. Hanuchama Malaya, we're fighting for it. Mebnei Achev, Barav, Adover, due to the sword, the famine, and the pestilence. You want to know more about the Simalachim days? Yeah. Vashadibayat Ayah Adin Choraya. What you declared has happened, and you see it. Va'at Amate Elai, Hashem Elokim. Yet you say to me, my Lord Hashem, buy a field for yourself with money, and make witnesses. But ear didn't be out of constant, but the ear had been given over into the hands of the constant. So there's a whole sugya of a year where Hashem told Yirmiyah to buy a sodah. Hadav Hashayal Yirmiyah Meir Hashem. Yeah.
Why can't that just also be the
raya
for
white?
Maybe he already gave money and this is just...
No, the raya is from the pasuk of the sefer amikna means the sefer was the kid. That was the raya. Shtar was the kid. But there's definitely a mechira. There's definitely a mechira going on over here. So it's a mechira going on over here. What about Shmuel? Alright, so Zok the Rashba, over here, the sale was being made for a soda that was being overrun by the enemy. So he says the Rashba, that's like what the kateret of the Gemara. Amarik Asadim Nevra Asa. When Amarik Asadim Nevra Asa, his das is that should be chaver away in the shtar. So that's what Rashba says. That's what's going on with him. Then Hashem tells him, whatever, Ayin Shom. Why Hashem wanted Yimmy to do this? But that's what's going on over there. So he says, just like the Gemara says, that even according to Shmuel, Hamaycha is Sod of Nebra also, which is the terrace of the Gemara Baita. It's Chav right away, Bishas Ashtar. So Mamela, that's why the Pasuk's not a Kasha. That's one terrace, he says. Then the Rashba says, Velinir at the Lav Kushi. He said, the Rashba says, I would say it's not a Kasha at all. Why? He says, what do we mean when we say, when Shmuel says it's not koine by the shtar? It's not because he doesn't want to use the shtar to be koine. It's not like he's throwing out kinyan shtar. Shmuel is not saying there's no such a thing as kinyan shtar. How do I know? It's like the Rashba. Listen to this. Tahoi parish parish. That's the Rashba of the Mefurish, like the Magen Mishnah that we spoke about. And even according to Shmuel, I parish parish. So if I parish parish, then it can't be Shmuel meant to say there's no such a thing as shtar mecher. And the only type of shtar mecher you could ever have is b'neira osim. It's not true because I parish parish, the kinyan still works. Shmuel is just saying that the das is not to the kesef. So what the pshat, he says, el rabbanan who did talking, like we were saying the other day, the rabbanan masakin, which from the epshat was some kadaita, the rabbanan were afraid. Until he gets paid, he's not going to have a full smichas das to make the kinyan michal. He's not really going to mean it. And Mamela, they said, you have to go by that person's das. And Mamela, it's a michal that gets the money. Ukra din, or the pasuk's the ikar adin. Ushmuel, it's a kanta. And Ushmuel is telling you that it's a kana. The kama, they acted in shi, because it's a kana. They're going to make it a kana, because they assess the regular das of a person. But the ikar adin is not still true that it works. Mitzad the shtar itself. It's mamash, I think you want to say this, Pshat. It's mamash, it's a mafurish rashba. And the Rashba says, how do I know that it's true? He says, it's going to be Mepharish, it would be Chal on the Shtar itself. So we see two Gevaldic things in this Rashba. The way he's learning Pshat, and also that he holds in Parish Parish. Which until now, the Beis have quoted a Magen Mishnah. The Chayra Beis Yosef did not have a Rashba on Kedushin. They quoted the Rashba. Which could be. Certainly showing them they didn't have, depending on the Masechta, depending on the... But Gevaldic Rashba. Gevaldic Rashba. So again, Shmuel says Shtar doesn't help by Shtar Mechira. Either the Pasuk says it doesn't help by Shtar Mechira. To Malchim, the Pasuk is talking about the Nevra Osso, which is talk of what was going on over there. It was a situation where he had to unload this field as soon as he could. And in a situation like that, the Gemara says it's Chal. Or no. Avada Shmuel's Moide, that a Shtar Mechira helps. But even when it's not a Nevra Osso, it always helps. How do I know Zek the Rashba? Because even Shmuel would agree, he parish parish. Just what? He's making saying that the Rabbanim made a takona that it shouldn't go into the kesef, because the stam das of a person is that it shouldn't go into the kesef. That's one of the kud I wanted to tell you about.
The first terrace. Plus, could say the second one was us.
Yeah.
But the Gemara is saying, where is the source that shtar works?
Erechinam.
So does that mean only in case of?
Yeah, according to the first teret. According to that first teret, the Rashba doesn't hold to this teret. The Rashba really holds to the second teret. But if you would say like the first teret, it would come out that, even Me'ikar Adin, there's no such a thing as a Shtar Mechira. L'chayu would come out, Iparish Parish is not an option. That's right. It's a big, big nafkamina. If you say like the first teret, that the Pasuk in Yemen is only talking about Me'ikar Asa. So a normal Shtar Mechir would not help Taka. Even on a Mikra Adin, it wouldn't help. Iparish Parish would not be an option even. But the Rashba is saying, name, Avada, Iparish Parish. Avada, Mikra Adin, it helps. Shmuel is telling you that Rabbanim is sucking it like this because that's the normal da'as of a person. But these were Taka, the two Tzadim we had when we discussed in the Shir. Is the Pshat, there's no such a thing as that type of Shtar? Is it the Pshat, they made some kind of Takonah? Is it Taka, the two, any parish parish should be the nafkamina between the two things. Our other shayla was, is there any parish parish by Shmuel or not? That's also a nafkamina between these two ways of learning. Instead, that's a Gabal the Gundakuda. One more Nakuda I wanted to tell you was, it's not interesting, I maybe make a tliya on this. There's another shayla of when Rav was still going back in. That was all in Shmuel. That was all in Shmuel, and we'll go back to Shmuel in a second. I want to take a step back to Rav for 1 second. There's a shaila in Rav when Rav said, "Kesef won't help until you have a shtar." The mokum shekoyzman es a shtar. Then kesef does not help until you have the shtar. Is that also true by Chazaka? There's a shaila in the Rishonim. Is that also true by Chazaka? Just like by kesef, the mokum shekoyzman es a shtar. Yudas is not until you have the shtar. Is that also true by Chazaka? If you want a kinyan chazaka b'mokum shekoyzman es a shtar, you say the same thing. That since here you write a shtar, it always goes by the shtar. Or it's chazaka different than kesef. Oh, so that's a shayla. So the Ritva says the same Ritva we spoke about before, but just a couple lines later, he says, "V'hod Rav bein a kesef bein a chazaka kai, whether it's kesef whether it's chazaka." Shaloi kodem be'echad mehem, v'loi b'shneim yachad. Neither one of them helps. Not even the two together help. But Makvish goes to shtar in a place where they write shtar. It's actually clear with the shtar until you actually write the shtar. The other Rishonim hold no. They bring the idea from the Rosh, the Tosfos Rosh. They bring the idea from the. They bring the idea of not the Tosfos Rosh from our Rosh. Our Rosh and Siman Lamed Vov says the Chazak Alim Mi Kesef. Chazak is stronger than Kesef. Kanya Luchuda, it helped by itself. Even in the place they write the Shtar. Look at the Rosh for a second. Rosh Siman Lamed Vov. Look at the Rosh Siman Lamed Vov. Page Pei Zayin in the old. Says. Yeah, we're not going to go through the whole Rosh, but if you look right here at Siman Lamed Vov, it's a short Siman. Right in the middle, he says, "Mekan yesh ledaktik." You see that? "Mekan yesh ledaktik." Right in the middle, horizontally, and right in the middle, vertically. Lamed Vav. I mean, the old printing, not your printing. I don't know. "Mekan yesh ledaktik." Right in the middle, of Lamed Vav. You see that? You'll find it.
Lamed Vav is Chav Zayin on the base.
You guys see it? In the old Rushes, the first word in the line is Ma'oisov. First word in the line, Ma'oisov. Ibailus. Lamed Vav. You see that? In the middle, first word in the line is Ma'oisov. In the middle of the line, it says Mikan Yesh Ladakte. Huh? Yeah, Ibailus. Right in the middle of Ibailus. It's a short one.
What you mean is like
Mikan, yeah. Mikan yesh ledaktik. No. Mikan, it's called Siman Lamed Vav. It's not so good. Mikan yesh ledaktik. Af b'mokim shekoyzman es hashtar. Af agav de kesef loy koni chazaka kanyo. By the time in which the olim kini chazaka, he says, even though in a place where they write shtar. Kesef's not enough. However, Chazaka is why? By the time in which the Olim can be Chazaka, because Chazaka is stronger. Mishim Shaosa Maisa Begufa Dover. Me to the Ava Mashiach is a kind of below Kesef. Because Chazaka is a Maisa with the Gufa Dover. The Rush learns the only reason why the Mokhim Shakoyson is a star, Kesef isn't good enough, is because Kesef is not a Maisa with the Gufa Dover. You didn't even touch the thing, you only touch the Kesef. The Chazaka doing a Maisa with the Karka, that's what Chazaka is. So he says, that Zikr is strong enough, even Mamak, which goes to the Shtar. Just like we find Mematatal, and the Mashiach doesn't require any. The Mashiach is strong enough without Kesef because it's a Maisa Begufa Dover. That's what the Rosh learns. The Mechlek is Rishonim. The Shmak of Mechlek is Rishonim. Now, I want to. Now, the. The So maybe I was thinking it just in Svar, you can make a shtickle clear like this. The Ritva holds that chazok, both Chazaka and Kesef are the same. The Malkum Chikosan is a shtar. You need, it goes by the shtar, period, both by Kesef and by Chazaka. The Rush learns no. Chazaka is stronger. And Chazaka, even though by Kesef the Malkum Chikosan is a shtar, it goes by the shtar. By Chazaka, it's not true. The,
what does that mean? The Malkum Chikosan is a shtar.
That's the Gemara, yeah. Rav.
Does it mean that the
Kenyan
is the star, or the
star
is
the follow-up? That's Mechlagat Rishon. We had before. Rash
from Mitzvah. I'm saying,
when
the Rosh says, what's
the Rosh? The Rosh doesn't, in the Gabi, that, the Rosh doesn't talk about that, I don't
think. Is
the Kenyan is the star,
what? You're asking, I'm saying, that's the Ritva's tying out before. I mean, the Ritva that said that.
Don't name drop to me.
I'm saying we dealt with it. What?
No.
This is the old machlokes that we dealt with. Is the shtar? Even saying that question is the same question. Is the shtar that Rav was talking about a shtar Kenyan or a shtar Raya? So the Ritva said it must be a shtar Raya. If it's being a shtar Kenyan, then what's this whole discussion about doing Kesef and then doing shtar? You don't need both.
Yeah, but over here, going to the Rosh, it's the same thing. It's different. Because Chazuk is better than Kesef.
No, going to the Rosh, Chazuk doesn't apply to the whole din of Rav. Going to the Rosh, that doesn't start. There is no shtar. That's what the Rosh is saying. That Rav, who said that you need shtar, but Chazuk is not applicable to Chal. The Chal is not okay. But according to the Ritva, it is okay. According to the Ritva, it is okay. Oh, so that's what we toilet, these two things together. One second. The Ritva, maybe. The Ritva learnt that the same Allah of Rav applies to Chazaka as well. Correct? Correct. The Rashba brings down both ways of learning. It sounds a little bit like he's Mayrich more, and he brings Raya's more to the side of the Rosh, that by Chazaka it's not applicable. He brings both, but he definitely, you know, spends time on this shita that by Chazaka it's not applicable. So I want to say maybe the two machlokes can be told as a bazeh. Meaning, the Ritva and Rashba have a machlokes, which type of star we're talking about. When Rav said Mokum Shukosan is a star, if you remember, the Ritva says that means a star Raya, and the Rashba said that means a star Kenyan. Right? Now, there's another machlokes. The Ritva says that the Halakha applies also to Chazaka, and the Rashba seems to go by the Shita that it does not apply to Chazaka. So maybe there's two things that totally zibazet. Meaning, let's take the Ritva first. The Ritva is learning that Rav meant Shtar Raya. Right? Shtar Raya. That means the Shtar is not the Kinyan. The Kinyan is still the Kesef. The Kinyan is still the Kesef. Just what? A person does is that the Kinyan Kesef shouldn't be Chal until he has the Shtar Raya in his hand. So yeah, the Shtar Raya, until we finish the whole deal, the Kinyan Kesef shouldn't be Chal. Yeah? The Das of Ritva. That's got nothing to do with the strength of the Kinyan itself. Meaning, the shtar is not the Kenyan anyway, according to the Ritva. It's just a raya. Just there's a svara. Yeah, there's a svara that I don't want the Kenyan to be chal until I have that raya. And a chinami. But it's not that I want to replace. It's not that the Kenyan is weaker or stronger that I want to replace the Kenyan with a stronger Kenyan. Correct. But it's not because I want to replace the Kenyan with a stronger Kenyan or use a different Kenyan. I'm not using a different Kenyan. I'm just saying, until I have the shtar raya, let the Kenyan not be chal. So it's mistabe that if that's the svara, it doesn't make a difference if you have chazak or if you have kesef. It doesn't make a difference how strong the Kenyan is. It's not a weakness in the Kenyan that's bothering me. It's the fact that I do have a shtar raya, I don't want it to be finished. So you can hear why the Ritva would say there's no difference between Chazak and Kesef. Masha, you're going to go into the Rashba, but we're only talking about a Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Raya, that would not be a reason to hold the Kinyan off. It's only Shtar Kinyan. Why? Why? Because I want specifically that Kinyan called Shtar, called Kinyan Shtar. Kinyan Kesef, I don't want to use, I want to use Kinyan Shtar. I want to wait till the Kinyan Shtar kicks in. Then you can hear that that's because of some kind of weakness in the Kinyan Kesef. But if I have a Kinyan Chazaka, which is stronger than Kinyan Kesef, then Mamela, I don't say wait till the Shtar kicks in. Meaning I'm saying is, if you hold like the Rash, but the whole Din of Rav is talking about Shtar Kinyan, then there's more room to make Chilukim in the strength of the Kinyan that you started with. Oh, when Rav said wait till Shtar Kinyan, he was only saying that by Kinyan Kesef, which is weaker, but not by Kinyan Chazaka, which is stronger, like the Rush. Masha ain't going to be saying, we're not talking about Shtar Kinyan anyway, we're just talking about Shtar Raya. It's got nothing to do with the Kinyan. It's just an outside smur. You don't want the Kinyan to be Chal, so you have the Raya in your hand. So then you'd say, well, Chora then, what did not mean of how strong the Kinyan is? Chazaka, Kesef, it should apply to both. It equally applicable to both, because I want the Raya in my hand. So the Chora, you can make the Shitosim. But the Ritva holds Taka, that it's about Shtar Raya, and Mamedli says there ain't no difference between Kesef and Chazaka. The Rashba said, "Much Shtar Kinyan, he entertains much stronger the side of the Rush that it does make a difference between whether it's Tuma Kesef or Tuma Chazaka." Okay. Yeah, you mean the Gemara doesn't speak it out? Well, that has to do with this Pnei Rishu. Oh, Chazaka. Yeah. So, if in the Rashba he brings a. Brings different proofs in the Gemara one way, in different directions. It could be that's his raya, maybe. It could be that's one of his rayas. But the Gemara itself never said it by Chazaka. Maybe that's what does he say? He says the Rashba says. Yeah, that the Rashba says. That's exactly what the Rashba says. He says, "Teida lecha, midloy maflik bechazaka bin nasan damel no nasan bin makom shakoy tishar and makom shenko is not a star." You see, the Gemara makes no chilukim by chazaka. That's his raya. In a chinam, the Ritva held no. What didn't chazaka? The Gemara speaks it out by kesef. What didn't chazaka? In a chinami. The Rashba the shitosay and the Ritva the shitosay. Huh? Okay, good. Now,
why wouldn't it be?
Okay, very good. So we didn't need the shear. Zevi said he didn't need the shear. He already knew the Rashba should hold like the Rashba and the Mitzvah should hold like the Mitzvah. What's a Kiddush?
Kiddush is what they were
holding. Right. Okay, fine. So let's finish off the sugi. You ready? Hear me.
Can you say, you yell?
Let's go, Vaita. Back to Shmuel now. Back to Shmuel. We digress to Rav Shtickle. Let's go back to Shmuel. Again, Shmuel says, "Loishano al-Bishtam natan of a manechal lekana achitin loydom." Masiv Rav Amnuna. Here we go. Masiv Rav Amnuna. Bishtar Ketzad. He brings the Braisa. Katz v'layal anir oyalacheres alpha pi she'ein behem shava pruto sadai mechur lecha sadin asuna lecha harizu mechur rabrei avuna suna. Which right now the Gemara thinks means, or either or, I could be Moichel the start the Sada to that way, I could be Noisei the Sada to that way, but I write into the Shtar, I raise the Mechura. So it's a Kasher Shmuel, because the Shtar works. So you have two Terutzim, Umaislav and Mefarglaw, either by Moichel Zeb Nevra Asa, like we discussed before, when he's Moichel Ben Nevra Asa, there he's Zicher. Even without being mafarish, that zikr that the din is itzchah right away, and the Rashi pointed out that's mamish the case in Yirmiyah, and Rashi mar b'matona because shlitna loy, v'lama katzul loy shemek gedil yafetz tchoich. We'll get to Rav Ashi in a minute. But just Yeshua asks over here. Yeshua, you see, also learned like this Rashi, like this Magen Mishnah. that in Shmuel there's obviously enough sharus to be parish. You could be parish. Not like the first one in the Rashba. So Freshua says, so Gemara should answer it. Over there we're talking about where is parish. What's the whole kasha from the Braisa? Shmuel's not denying you can't have a case where it's chal b'makom shtar. Good, when you're parish. So over there is parish. So that Bnei Yeshua says, and this is what bothered us from the very beginning. When we first started talking about this, what bothered us was Shmuel never mentioned anything about being parish. So that Bnei Yeshua, yeah. So that Bnei Yeshua says, he says, "Ein echinami." About the parish would work according to Shmuel, but he says the Gemara didn't want to say that that's pshat in the Braisa, because the pashtus of the Braisa is that it's coming to be parish the Mishnah. When the Braisa says shtar keitzad, it means the shtar of the Mishnah keitzad, and it's not mash when the Mishnah is talking about parish, because the Mishnah is talking about where the kesef is chal. It's not talking about the dafka case of the parish. And he says to Yeshua Haraya that you see Shmuel didn't say parish. Shmuel could have said loy shona b'masnis and ella shtar mechira that you were parish. He doesn't say that. He says loy shona ella shtar matana. You see, he didn't want to learn that the Mishnah could mean shtar mechira that you're parish. Not because it's not true, but because it's straight to say that's the case of the Mishnah. So since it's straight, and he said we took. What bothered us so long was that Shmuel left out that part. But Yeshua is saying, yeah, in a chenami, Shmuel left it out on purpose because he's trying to tell you what's pshat in the Mishnah. And pshat in the Mishnah is not parish. So he says, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Tata matana. Matana. Yeah? Rav, is good. Rav says, yeah. Rav already had a loy shana. Loy shana, but makom shen koytzin is a star. But Shmuel couldn't give a loy shana. Shmuel didn't have that option. Rav has a loy shana. I mean, both Rav and Shmuel did not want to learn that the Mishnah means parish. The Mishnah doesn't have a special case of parish. The Mishnah doesn't have a case without parish. Stamazoi. So Rav said, Gabalik. So the Mishnah is a case where they're in a town within a right stars. But Shmuel didn't have that option. But Shmuel holds that a star mechira, wherever you are, is a problem unless you're parish. So what's the Lo Shonu according to Shmuel? Lo Shonu Lo Shtar Matana. So that's why he doesn't, that, right? So Mamela, we couldn't say the Pshat and the Bryce is Parish, because the Bryce means Parish the Mishnah. And if we're going to say the Bryce meant Parish, that means the Mishnah meant Parish. And that you see already from Shmuel, and even from Rav you see it, I think, that they didn't want to say that that's the Pshat. Yeah, good. That's Bnei Yeshua. And the last thing is this Rabashi. It's just, you know, a separate... Rabashi is kind of a separate Nekuda, but Rabashi says, the Teretz to the Kasha, he says, we're not talking about Bnei Ra'asa. We're talking about, he gave him a matana. You know why it works? He gave him a matana. Like Shmuel said, Lo Yishtar, the B'Shtar Matana, the Bryce Numa Yishtar Matana. Aye, then why did he write Mechura in there? To be, right? It's not oi oi. The Bryce is not saying both a din of Mecher and a din of Nesina. The Bryce is only talking about Nesina. It's one thing he's doing. Why did he say Mechura if he's really giving it to him in Matana? L'yavah says, Koi Koi Shem, Yigben Abal Choy, V'shal Noi Sein Mimenu, Yoshul Lo, Detzvoy Mimenu, Domim Amu Furoshim. Because he wanted to give him a chrayis. He wanted to say, if my Bal Choy takes it away from you, then I will be Mashlim. And a chrayis only comes with the Shtar Mecher. So he wrote in it, even though he was giving it to him for free, he's not really selling it, but he wanted to have the strength of a Mechira, so that he would be responsible for the achrayus. That's what Gemara says.
Okay, it's a partial pshat is that he's not selling. It's almost like a different way of saying that there's achrayus. That's it.
Yeah, but in order to create achrayus,
it's a present that has the strength of itself.
Yeah, a present that has the strength of itself.
Not that it's not that it's not that it's a matana. and a mechira. It's a matana.
Right.
Which is using right. the phrase mechira to say that it's a chayis.
Right. Right. So, right. So here. To say it's a mechira?
No, to say it's a
matana? No, that's what achrayis means.
So, okay, so, right. If achrayis doesn't work.
Achrayis doesn't work for matana.
Unless
it's a mechira.
But then it's not a mechira.
Why not? Have,
because it's not. What is he selling it for?
For free.
That's a present. What is the definition of a present?
Huh?
You give something away for free.
No, but again.
It's like a sale for money. It's, I'm giving this to you. And you're paying me by giving me a high five. It's not, you're not paying me.
No, nothing.
High five.
It's a matana. Okay, yeah, but that means, is it a matana or is it a mechira? If you want to say that, the only reason I'm saying mechira is I want lashon in there that will give achrayis. But achrayis doesn't work unless it's actually mechira. Then
it's a mechira.
Why can't it be a matana?
So just write mechira. So you're not saying, one second, you're not saying he has to give me money. I could still do it for free, but just write it. A shtar mechira. I'm allowed to be meichel the money. Write a shtar mechira.
Oh, is that it? That's all the restore.
That's what you're saying. But that's what you're saying. Like, forget the matana plan.
I'm saying if the din is that Christ only attaches to a mechira, not a matana.
Right.
Then if you want to say the basis of this is a matana, but that's it. You're done. There's nothing further. You can't keep going. You can't say, oh, I'm going to use a lashon of mechira in order to. I'm going to make it a mechira. You can't have both.
You can't have both.
How? How can I sell
you?
How can you sell me
something? If someone takes it away, he'll say it was a mechira. The owner will straight away go to argue.
But it's not the strength of the point. It's not the strength of the point.
What defines it?
No,
because. What it says mechira in the star?
There's no achrayis. You can't create the strength of achrayis.
It's a matana. How can
on a matana?
Matana?
That's
then
what
he's saying.
So why did he add in the words
mechira? So it sounds like why he adds mechira. He's saying because he wants to be achrayis, but achrayis doesn't count on something which is a matana. Then they don't understand.
Why can't achrayis not be on something that's a matana? If someone gives you a present,
it doesn't.
But it should.
You're not asking Tosis Gashem.
No, but it should. It should if we agree to it. If the giver agrees to it, it should.
What?
Not true.
There should be a chrayis if the giver agrees to it. If the giver agrees that there's a chrayis, because what's the reason there's no chrayis unless the mechira? Because why should you get. If I. Look at the whole idea. I said. I give you something. Now someone comes to claim from me, and they can't give from me to come to you. Why should you have to pay them? Why should you be out? So Mechira says that the guy who gave it doesn't have to cover you. But about Tana, why should the guy giving it to you have to cover you?
Right.
And lose anything.
Right. That's why there's no Christ.
Okay. So I'm saying, but if the giver says, you know what, you might not want to take this gift if it comes along with potential of some guy coming after you and coming and get this. So I'm going to cover, don't worry about it. Why can't he agree to that?
He can, but that automatically changes it. That automatically gives it a change, a shem mecher.
Right. It's no longer my command. That's the point.
But why?
Because
but
you have
no
to
consideration giving. But what's the definition of a mecher?
No, a mecher doesn't have to be defined as a payment. It just.
What is it?
It gives it a shem mecher. It's a shem mecher.
What does that mean? How so is that a matana then?
So the guy gave you and in exchange for whatever I want, which could be $1, it could be $0.
No, fine.
And then I'm Mechayim and Achrayis. I'm Michael the payment. I'm Michael the payment. One second. The Gemara here. One second. I told a legend of mitzvah. I'm a man. I go to Achrayis and Mishamdin to my mitzvah. Vadim, Mechush, and Koizel Chazal Matonu. Yeah, it sounds like from Rashi over here. I'll tell you what. It's this is Rashi in Bava Basra. Rashi Mamma Mitzia. The Gemara No. The way the Torah is called, Rashi Mamma Mitzia. It sounds like from here that once you write Achrayis in the thing, it automatically makes it a Mecher. Rashi says, the Vadim, Mechush, Shein Koizel Achrayis Ala Matonu. You've changed into a mecha, that's what you've done. So the Khanami, so you're
the same thing with money involved.
Yeah, you've changed into a mecha that you didn't charge money for. By writing a chrayis, that's what you did. Rashi says those words about us also.
north of about 5 minutes.
Is Raj saying that it can work by Matana, or that it normally would not work?
It can. We don't write it by Matana.
I don't understand what it means. You change
for
a mechir.
No, it's not a
shir. Achrayis is the. Is a deciding factor if something is a mecher or not? You want to say, well, there can't be a mecher unless the mecher. So since it's a mecher, it's
got to
be a
mecher. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Like
it sounds like Rashi is saying. Can't be a chrayis unless it's a mecher, because that's.
You want to say it has the dinim of a mecher. It has, you know, as of a mecher, I understand, but.
Okay, I hear.
You have to figure out what, how you define your mecher.
Yeah, mecher doesn't. Right. Right. Right.
Right. Simple logic
would say. Define, definitely not defined by giving
just
money. That you have to
I
say.
Take on
sure.
An additional obligation of a chrayis, has all of a sudden changed to a mechir?
Because a chrayis only. No, because a chrayis only exists
okay.
By mechirim.
Okay.
What do you have to say?
So then, why can't you say you just can't do that?
Why not?
But which, where are you putting first? If I told you there's a rule that a chrayis can't go on something unless it's a mecher,
right?
So if I'm giving you a matana, I want your chrayis, I'd say, can I have a chrayis on it? You can't, absolutely can't, it's a matana.
Right.
This is saying the opposite. This is saying.
The chrayis
no.
Changes it into
yeah.
A mecher, right?
Okay. That's
I mean, over here he wrote it, so that's okay. Now the question just is, so what is the word matana doing in there? Which, that's what Tosis asks
okay,
already.
Well,
you're going before Tosis. Before
yeah,
Tosis.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear. It's a hard concept. Yeah, I hear. Needs more beer. But that's what it says. But listen to this. But yeah, he's asking before Tosis. Bichlal, what's the pshat? Just because you're adding it, what's the pshat bichlal that you can be doing both things at the same time? Tosis doesn't ask that. Tosis asks, what's the mail of having the word maton in there? What's the koyach of the word maton? He's asking before that. What's bichlal? What happened over here? He gave something to Matana. You want to do a chrayis. What's pshat that automatically is mahafich into a mecher? And if it is, then it's not a Matana. Toises asks Stam, what's the mile of the word Matana? He says, Bish Lama. The Gemara is telling me he wrote Lashon Mecher because he wanted that Yipe Koyach to collect the chrayis. But what's the Yipe Koyach of Matana? Why did he write both? He says, Matana has a mile. Matana does have a milah. There's no halacha bar mitzvah by Matana. Did you know that? If I'm selling my field, huh? Yeah. If I'm selling my field, it's a dinner bar mitzvah. That means like I. It means like this. You have for the easiest to get. You have. This is your field. And this is your field. This is mine. And I want to sell it. You would love to buy it because for you, yeah. But I want to sell it to someone else. The bar mitzvah means I have to offer it to you first. It does not necessarily mean I have to take less money for it. It could be meaning to say is, but you get first dibs on the sale. Bar mitzvah. Now, if I'm going to give away something for free in matana, there's no halacha bar mitzvah. I don't got to offer this to you first. I'm giving it in matana. So Tosfos says, So maybe you'll say, and that's the din. That's the b'matir dafkuf ches. Maybe you'll say he wrote matana because he wants an additional mila. I want to give you a stronger koyach legabe the achrayis, but I also want to have a stronger koyach legabe the din bar mitzvah. He says that can't be because that's what the gemara says. And that's the Rashi I was just quoting you over there from dafkuf ches. That once you write achrayis into the matana, it automatically becomes a mecher. So the din bar mitzvah comes back. So you didn't gain anything. So what's the point of writing matana for Tosfos? So Tosfos says to the roots of Yishloi Mar. First, what in the world are you doing? Listen to me, Yishloi Mar. First, teretz dishnei shtaris koisavla. He writes two separate shtaris. He means doesn't mean one shtar. There's two separate shtaris. Im sorich lachrayis mar. I want to give him both koyches at the same time. If it comes down to chrayis, I'll take out the shtar mecher. And he can collect the chrayis. The tzarich l'din bar mitzvah. If he needs to prove that there is no problem bar mitzvah, ma'ir shel matana, matznia shel mecher.
Now, Now, Tosos is advocating this, or Tosos is saying this happened?
That was the case. That was the case. I guess it's totally... I guess it's mutter to do. It's mutter to do. No, no, it's both true. Once you get past the fact that you could do both at the same time, it's still worse. I'm saying you are doing both at the same time.
No, there's no difference between that and putting the same star. What is it? What'd you do? What'd you do? He's not saying that you...
No, but the difference is...
He's saying when it comes to what you want to do.
No, but you can't...
It sounds like he's saying...
Same star, you want to have them by the bar mitzvah.
You're hiding one from the guy. If it's a case where what would be stronger is...
One star versus two stars is not changing the mitzvah of whether it's a mecher or a matana. All it changes is the mitzvah of whether or not you can get away with what you want to do. That's it.
No, it changes the mitzvah.
How?
Because on one star... The Gemara says there is no on one star it automatically becomes a mecha. There is no mile of bar mitzvah at all.
I understand.
You lose it.
But when I have a star that says Mechira, those not saying when I all of a sudden I pull out my star Mechira and it wasn't Mechira. No, he's saying that. He's saying in case it's coming after you want to try it, so take this one out.
Yeah, but he's saying that both. But they both work.
What does it say? What was? Was it Matana?
Yeah, but I'm saying that goes back to what you said before about it being able to do both.
I have a question for you. How do these two stars exist together? How do they exist together?
That goes back to the question of Yipay Koyach. I can give something with the Koyach of this and the Koyach of that.
Yeah, so Tozo's question is...
That's what I'm doing.
It's a practical question.
Yeah, he's just saying on one star that can't work.
That's right.
On one star, you don't have the Koyach of this and the Koyach of that.
Practically, you want to give him Koyach
of both.
You have one star, it can't.
Right. You have to have two. So that goes back.
You only use the one that's available
at the time.
The other one doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So there's something sneaky in there.
Because it says Matzniyah Shel Mecher.
Definitely sneaky. This is not a matter of...
Harun. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to be the season what the thing is. It's just practical advice if you want to give the guy co-op.
Yeah.
But at the same time, want to keep away... You know, the
Metzra,
so they, okay, you can do two different
staros. Yeah. Then Toysa says, in the parentheses, he says, the easiest teretz, which is, in the Ginami, once he wrote Mecher, the whole thing's a Mecher. And just write to a Matana, because, I am a Sukkach, he's giving it to him for free. There's no nafka meaning in the word Matana.
I don't understand. If someone's giving someone
that's what he's saying in parentheses here, is that a nafka meaning?
What's
the
start Mecher for free?
It depends. That's what he wanted to say before.
Right.
The Chayor not. I can tell you something for free also. I can tell you something. Moichar on the payment. Moichar on the payment.
That's what I'm saying.
Why is that?
Well, that's what you could touch it up.
That's not a matana.
Right. No. I'm saying mecher. No, I'm saying. He was asking, how do you have a mecher that you didn't pay for? Then, no. The Rishami says another nafkamina. You have to come on to this whole thing with Bar Metzor and splitting up the Shtaris. Stam, you can say that he wrote Maton in there to give Yipay Koyach. Then the Gabi Bar Bedus, the Moicha Soda Bestam, the Mocha Bar Bedus. Now, this might be the easiest to understand. Because what it's saying is, I'm giving it with the Koyach of a Mecher. I gave it with a Mecher. And. That's not so bad to say. It's a mecher that you're not. I'm Michael on the payment. I'm giving you a mecher. But normally, if I don't stipulate anything, a mecher never includes. If there's a well on the sudden, the mecher does not include it. And why? Because normally, when you sell things, you don't sell them with an ayin yofeh. But normally, when you give things away, you do give it an ayin yofeh. So when I write the word matana, it's just my way of saying you should know I'm including the bar into this also. I'm giving it in a matonic fashion. Which includes Ayin Yofeh.
Or that it's a sale, but for those things we're not normally
including the sale. Over here I'm including, that's what I mean. Matana is just a way of saying, over here I'm including them. Over here I'm saying that, the guy what's bothering you guys, that's the easiest probably to understand. Because you're not mechuyev to say they both go on at the same time, according to Yerushalmi. Yeah, it's a mecha that I'm including more things in than the normal mecha. And also not charging you for it. That's what. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah. So the lashon matana just means I'm including the things which normally somebody with a matana includes, which is more all inclusive than when someone is normally selling something.
Okay, so
that's the Yerushalmi.
This is Rahim Nuna. His whole question was, you see,
your question, yeah, what shot in the breast?
Is the question on Shmuel?
Yeah, this is to answer up the Kasha and Shmuel.
Only Shtar only works by Matana. Nuna wants to show that what? That you see that it even works by Mechira. Right? That's the whole idea that it works even by mechira.
Yeah, but that's what Rav Ashi is coming to say. Rav Ashi is coming to say is that it's really a matana with the koyach of mechira. But that's fine. Meaning. Rav Ashi is coming to say that
Rav Ashi is answering. He's answering the Masna of the Rav.
How does the shtar work?
He's saying it's not a right.
It's not a case of rasa.
It's where.
It's where I'm giving it as a matana, but I am giving it with the koyach of a mechira.
It's really
no. So I'm saying Yerushalmi.
You could say according to Shmuel that you if there's an as with a matana in there, shtar works.
Yeah, because Shmuel's whole din was only a din where I'm getting paid for it. So one way to get out of that is I'm selling it in the neighborhood also. So even though I'm getting paid for it, I want to unload it as soon as I can. Fine. The other way of getting out of it is that there's no money involved.
And Yerushalmi
so even if you do Yerushalmi, so I'm saying, let's mean, even if you do Yerushalmi, even if we tight jump the Yerushalmi the way we did, it's still emes that Shmuel would agree to such a case because it's not, there's no payment. We need a case where there's no payment.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. So it could be whether you tight it up as a mechira matana won't matter. It got to be that. It got to be answered the kasha and Shmuel. So the fact that there's no payment is enough of a. But it's a complicated thing. Yeah, how are you tighting it up as a mechira, as a matana, as both? Vaitim. I'm not sure. More Rashi for sure. Tosfos. I mean, first you should write all this up.
And then I'm not sure exactly which place you want to do it.